This is a Toff Radio podcast.
In this podcast, we talk about the importance of good feeding for dairy animals. No dairy animal, no matter how good the breed, can remain productive without proper management, especially feeding. The amount and quality of milk produced by a dairy cow is largely affected by what it is fed on and how the feeding is done. If a cow is given little pasture and water, and then it is housed in a dirty cowshed with overflowing cow dung, the result is poor milk yield, and the farmer incurs other expenses for treating diseases that eventually reduce profit. That means a good breed that receives good feed and clean water, proper housing, friendly and gentle care, gives more milk and by extension, more money to the farmer. So, what are the feeding requirements of a dairy animal? First, balanced diet. A cow needs feeds that provide energy, that is carbohydrates and fats, protein, fiber, minerals, vitamins, and water in sufficient amounts. The feed given must be digestible so that the nutrients can be absorbed into the body and should not contain toxic substances. Secondly, meet the cow's basic energy needs. A cow needs a basal diet, one that provides sufficient amounts of nutrients to meet the animal's basic energy needs, but may not provide all the minerals and vitamins required. This diet is commonly obtained from pasture grasses, fodder or silage, and provides the animal with energy. For dairy cows, goats, and sheep, such diets provide roughage or fiber and form the bulk of the animal's daily ration. If given less fodder, the cow uses the feed to maintain its body and cannot increase milk production. Do not feed animals with rotten maize or maozo. It may contain aflatoxin, which affects the cow, contaminates milk, and affects the people who consume the milk. Third, provide fodder with enough dry matter. Fodder crops like Napier grasses are considered important in feeding dairy cattle. Fodder crops contain roughage or fiber, which helps in digestion. An animal may be given extra energy sources from molasses, maize, and wheat germ. For a mature cow that weighs 400 kilograms, it would require about 12 kilograms of dry matter, which is about 3% of its body weight. However, this depends on the quality of the roughage. If an animal is given poor quality roughage, the amount it consumes is greatly reduced and the eventual nutritional benefit is very low. A farmer should realize that in order to achieve this amount of dry matter intake, a cow would need up to 60 to 70 kilograms of green grass and could even be more in a cut and carry Napier grass system. Therefore, it is advised that Napier grass and other fresh green grasses be wilted for a day or two before being fed to dairy animals. 4. Provide enough protein. Protein is the second most important component of an animal's diet. It builds a cow's body and helps in milk production. It is important for farmers to ensure that they supplement the forage diet with proteins. Lack of protein in the diet results in poor growth, reduced milk production, and loss of weight and late maturity. Good protein sources include legumes like lucerne, desmodium, and fodder trees such as Caliandra, Sesbania, and Lucina. Farmers should dry Caliandra before feeding to animals. Research has shown that 3 kilograms of legume tree fodder gives the same milk yield as 1 kilogram of dairy meal. Therefore, a farmer can give the cow 12 kilograms of tree fodder instead of 4 kilograms of dairy meal. It is a cost-saving alternative. However, do not exceed 30% of legume proportion of daily forage intake. 5. Different feeding regimes for different stages of growth. The feed requirements of lactating cows are different from that of calves and heifers. The amount of feed to be provided to a cow depends on the amount of milk it produces, its weight, and levels of activity. 6. Minerals and vitamins. A cow should be provided with mineral licks that provide calcium, phosphorus, and other mineral elements that support milk production and other body functions. Pregnant cows require adequate amounts of minerals to help in bone and tissue development of the calf. And last but not least, provide enough water. A dairy farmer must have a reliable source of water. Water should be available at all times so that the animal can take as much as it needs. On average, dairy cows need about 60 liters of water in a day. And that marks the end of this TOF podcast on importance of good dairy feeding. For inquiries, or if you want to seek further information on this subject, send an email to admin@theorganicfarmer.org, admin@theorganicfarmer.org. All the best in your dairy farming as you look forward to the next TOF podcast.
Thank you for listening to The Organic Farmer.